The dispute over Immigration and Customs Enforcement arrests in Los Angeles moved to an appeals court in San Francisco Tuesday, where the Trump administration is appealing a district court order barring immigration detentions in Los Angeles based only on race, ethnicity, language, or location, like a day labor site. Lawyer Yaakov Roth argued the case for the Trump administration.
The district court here did not find that any named plaintiff faced a real immediate threat of a suspicionless stop. The court only said that the alleged practices of the defendants would generally continue. And that is not enough to make this an Article III controversy under Lyons. It's certainly not enough to justify an injunction under Hodges-Durbin.
Opponents say the administration's practice violates the Fourth Amendment, leading to arrests without a reasonable cause for suspicion. Lawyer Muhammad Tajsar of the American Civil Liberties Union of Southern California argued for the plaintiffs.
They want to stay this injunction and send us back to a world where a U.S. citizen like Brian Gavidia can be grabbed, slammed against the fence, and have his phone and ID taken from him just because he was working at a tow yard in a Latino neighborhood looking the way he looks, right? The government's claimed emergency is that the TRO prevents them from carrying out this kind of immigration dragnet based on no more than these broad profiles that are well prohibited by the established law in this circuit.
Judge Ronald Gold asked the administration's lawyer about reported quotas for immigration arrests.
Is it, for example, a policy of the administration at this time to deport 3,000 persons per day?
Not to my knowledge, Your Honor. The policy that I think matters for purposes of this injunction and this motion to stay is there a policy of conducting detentive stops without reasonable suspicion?
Judge Marsha Berson seemed skeptical of Roth's answer.
After the district court injunction here, the Secretary of Homeland Security said we're going to continue doing what we're doing.
Right,
so that's not a policy?
Well, the policy is to follow the Fourth Amendment and to require reasonable suspicion.
The third judge on the three-judge appeals panel, Jennifer Sung, questioned the use of the four factors, race, ethnicity, language, and location, saying they amount to a general profile.
In this region of the country, these four factors cannot possibly weed out those who have undocumented status and those who have documented legal status.
It's not clear when the court will rule on the case, but based on the hearing, the judges seem likely to let the lower court injunction stay in place. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.